Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone. It may come as no surprise to those familiar with the author that there are queer themes in Oscar Wilde's fairy tales. Happy Prince Story is one of the most notable examples of this, but also, ironically, a very unhappy story. It is also a story about the relationship between inner and outer beauty. And on that note, it's story time. The Happy Prince of the story's title refers to a statue, made of lead but painted all over with gold. The statue's eyes are sapphires, and in the hilt of the sword he holds is a bright red ruby. The statue stands high above a city and is admired by those who live there because he looks happy and like an angel. One night, a swallow flies over the city, having stayed behind in Northern Europe when his friends flew south to Egypt for the winter. The swallow had stayed behind for love. He is in love with a reed he had met in the spring. However, he begins to tire of the reed because she flirts with the wind every time it blows. And when he asks her if she will come away with him, she appears to shake her head. The swallow flies south, stopping the following night to rest. It just so happens that he arrives at the city where the statue of the Happy Prince is located. He decides to sleep underneath the statue of the Happy Prince that night. But when the statue starts to cry on him, he strikes up a conversation with it. It turns out the Happy Prince isn't so happy. In life, he had been a wealthy and privileged man who had been sheltered from the misery and hardship of ordinary people in the city. Only in death, when he became the statue looking down on the city and its inhabitants, has he come to realize how many people suffer and struggle. He tells the swallow to take the ruby from his sword hilt and deliver it to the poor seamstress whose son is ill. The swallow reluctantly agrees. When he returns, he tells the happy prince what he has done and that he feels warm, even though the air is cold. The happy prince tells him that he has been warmed inside because he has done a good deed. The next day, the swallow prepares to bid the happy prince farewell as he must fly to Egypt to join his friends. But the happy prince persuades him to take the sapphire out of one of his eye sockets and take it to the poor young man who is so poor he is freezing in his garret and cannot finish the play he is writing. Once again, the swallow does as the statue requests. Though again, he does so reluctantly, this time because he does not want to rob the happy prince of one of his eyes. The next day, the swallow once again says he must leave the happy prince and fly to Egypt, but the happy prince persuades the swallow to remove the other sapphire from his eye socket and take it to the little match girl who has dropped her matches in the gutter and will be beaten if she returns home empty-handed. The swallow doesn't want to remove the statue's second sapphire because it will leave the happy prince blind. But the prince insists. Finally, the happy prince, having heard from the swallow that the children are starving in the city streets, insists that the swallow remove his gold leaf that covers him and take it to the children so they can buy food with it. When swallow returns, having done this deed, he grows colder and colder. And after kissing the happy prince on the lips, he drops down dead at his feet. The prince dies from a broken heart. The next day, the mayor and his town councillors notice the lead statue without its gold coating and its jewels, and remark how ugly it looks. They also notice the dead swallow at the foot of the statue, but express nothing but contempt for the dead bird. They have the statue of the happy prince torn down and decide that the lead will be melted down to make a new statue of the mayor himself. But God, watching from heaven, tells one of his angels to bring him the two most precious things in the city. The angel brings him the lead heart from the happy prince, which wouldn't melt when the rest of the statue was melted down, and the body of the dead swallow, who loved the happy prince. God announces that the bird will sing in heaven forevermore, and the happy prince will praise God in his city of gold. The end. The happy prince loses his outward beauty as he commits more and more generous and selfless acts. Indeed, he achieves spiritual beauty, as the last words in the story, spoken by God himself, attest. Although there are undercurrents of male love in the burgeoning friendship between the swallow and the happy prince, this is also a love between kindred spirits, two souls selflessly helping others. The swallow agrees to help the happy prince because he loves him, and the happy prince wants to give up his gold and his jewels out of compassion for the poor and downtrodden of the city. The happy prince is a combination of a tragic fairy tale and social problem commentary. But these influences find themselves combined with a peculiar attitude to life and art. The statue must lose its outward beauty to be truly useful to society. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woke Tales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media, because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.